All right, talking here with Nolene Hoffman, the winner of the Top of the Country contest. How's everything going, Nolene?
Oh, so good. We're on cloud nine this morning, and it's a beautiful day out here in Kelowna. Yeah, I don't think I've come back down into my body yet. It's an exciting weekend.
So what was that like being up on the stage there performing? Was it anything different? Was it extra special being up there, this being a contest versus maybe when you're out on tour?
Yeah, it's always a treat to get to be here in Canada. And there's always a special energy that comes up for the band and I when we get to be here on our home soil. And yeah, I mean, we just went out there and did what we always do and just brought it as much a heart as we could for those three songs. And everybody did a great job. And it was so fun to watch everybody's performance.
So what was that moment like when they're announcing the winner and you're hearing your name called?
Surreal. I know I was shell-shocked for a second, but yeah, just so surreal. And you know, I can't help but feel like I wish I could split the title between all three of us. I think it's everybody's title as much as my own. So just very grateful.
Have you decided what you're going to do with the prize money yet? Or has that not crossed your mind?
I'll invest it straight into the live show and invest it into everything that we need to, keep the show on the road. Maybe buy a big chunk of turquoise. I don't know.
It's gonna get invested into those fancy stage outfits you wear there, eh?
Absolutely.
So what all have you been up to since we last chatted there not too long back?
So much this week alone. We played the Opry and the Ryman Auditorium for the Americana Music Awards. Did a little a set for Americana Fest in Nashville and are now here in Kelowna for the CCMAs. So we just came off a tour with Charlie Crockett and Leon Bridges, as well as a headline run. And we've just been going nonstop since I last talked to you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on getting the big win.
Thank you so much.
As somebody who lives in Alberta, definitely may have been a little biased with who I was hoping was going to win it. So...
Well, thank you. Thanks for your support.